Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, you're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome along to Owls Talk. I just realised I'm...
You were just touching yourself whilst doing that.
I realised at the end of the first verse that I had my hands down my pants. It's a good job we're not filming this, isn't it? Filming it. Welcome along to Owls Talk. This is episode number seven of the Owls Talk podcasts. And we say it every week, why is this still going? why are we still doing this? It's rubbish. But people love it. People love it.
We can't let the listeners down and not do it now.
No, I tell you, we've had some more reviews, haven't we?
We have on
iTunes, and a lot more subscribers as well. So big up all the subscribers.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the reviews that we've had? Have you got them in front of you or not? So have I just thrown that at you?
We have. It's our last week, I believe, on New and Notable.
Is it?
So if anybody wants to review us, get them in quick so it counts towards us being in New and Notable.
Right, got you. Okay, so...
yes, there's been a few good ones. We got 38 at the minute.
That's gone up again. That's nice.
It's so good we make love to it, says S26Owl.
S26Owl, thank you for listening and good luck with your lovemaking endeavours. If you need us to encourage you in any way, then send us an email or send us a message and we will read out exactly what you need us to read out at the point of entry.
His review says, me and my missus often make sexy time to the soothing voices of hosts Neil and James.
Get in.
I've opened up a brothel and we invite patrons to get into it with the help of episode 3 on repeat. Thanks to Neil and James, our brothel business is booming.
That's not the kind of review that we were expecting, but yeah, that's a good one. Can you send the address to James, please? I'm sure he'll frequent very often, as he does with the others.
What are you trying to say?
So, yeah, good. Good, we've had loads of reviews. Thank you very much for everybody that's took the time to do that on iTunes and elsewhere.
Yeah, and if you haven't, then just go and do it now. Whilst you're listening, do it right now.
No, I don't know if... You can't do that while you're listening.
Of course you can.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
All right, you can. Yeah, go and do it then, because it's important. So, episode number 7, James.
Yes.
And what have we got today?
This could be the meltdown episode.
Why?
Because we lost to Rotherham, didn't we? And it's gone depressing again.
Well, it depends what side of the bread you butter. Oh, here we go again. Some shit.
I will just point out that we're doing this earlier in the day. It's morning, and Neil doesn't do mornings very well.
It's 11:07 a.m. I'm stood in my kitchen with my hands down my pants. I've just had some tiger bread, James, and I started a debate off on Twitter, which is, what is that stuff on top of tiger bread? Because I thought it was cheese.
No.
That makes it crack and makes it go orange and brown.
I genuinely don't know.
Me neither. They also, someone said it was rice paste, and then someone else said it was soya milk.
Right.
I don't know. Who invented that? That's ridiculous. And also, what I've noticed is they've started pretending other animals are edible now, because so you've got giraffe bread as well, haven't you? So it's
giraffe bread is tiger bread that some little girl wrote to Sainsbury's and said it should be called giraffe bread.
Really?
Yeah, because it looks more like a giraffe, so Sainsbury's then changed it to giraffe bread.
So we've got tiger bread and giraffe bread. They ought to make kitten bread.
Out of actual kittens?
Yeah, out of kittens. Hairy kitten bread. That when you slice into it with your meat slice... No, what do you slice them with?
A bread knife?
Yeah, with your bread knife. It goes like... That'd be ace.
I think it'll make a worse noise than that if you're slicing into a kitten.
It's time everybody went vegetarian or vegan, though, because like there's just too many health risks with meat these days. So like I think if they made everything that was animal to make the noise of the animal as you bit it or stabbed it with a fork, that'd do the job, wouldn't it? Can you imagine?
That would be novel.
You'd have steak and it'd be like... like that. And bacon would be.
This is just a vehicle for you doing animal impressions.
I'm really good at it. I'm really good at it. I used to do like voiceovers for David Attenborough when he can't get the actual recording from the penguins. Just get me to go.
What happens if you have kangaroo?
Boing.
alligator.
I once had alligator at Centertainment of all places, and it was like a restaurant where Pizza Express is now.
All right.
In Sheffield, yeah, it's Entertainment down at Broughton Lane or wherever it is. And there were a restaurant there, I can't remember for the life of me what it was. It might have been some kind of safari-based restaurant. And yeah, I can just remember being like alligator steak, and there weren't a lot in it, but it were nice. But you know, I'm thinking of going vegetarian anyway. Well, you know, yeah. Why not?
You need a diet, don't you?
I don't know about that.
I've just been looking at your workout DVDs over on the side here.
Well, you know, you've got to start somewhere, aren't you? You've got to get fit.
Your yoga flex.
Thanks for that. My secret yoga flex. I've been thinking about doing yoga with yogurts. And having a yoga. And anything else that brings with yog.
How does that work?
You do the yoga, so like you sit down with your legs crossed, and then in each hand you've got like black cherry yogurt made by Ski. I love Ski yogurts. Ski black cherry. Do they still make them?
I've not seen Ski for a while.
Me neither. Ski black cherry. We're back on nostalgia here. We need to pack it in. Right, so let's have a look at what's coming up this week.
This is the Al Stork podcast.
I always forget it's got that bike horn at the end of it. So what we got this week then?
Well, we've got the Rotherham stuff, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've asked for questions again.
Good. I don't think we need to dwell on Rotherham too much because it's likely to lead to dismay. And possible disappointment.
Okay.
And that's something we specialise here on this podcast with, disappointment and despair. So, Rotherham, let's discuss Rotherham then.
Right, okay. So, we lost. The end.
Yeah.
We lost and everyone on Owl's Talk went into massive depression. Wednesday ranting.
Fans, this is what I was saying a few weeks ago, isn't it? Like, Wednesday fans, as a whole, are very bipolar. It's either... Whoa, promotion. We're going to get promoted. This is the best season ever. One game lost and it's like, oh, we're going to get relegated and it's all over.
Yeah, we have had a Rotherham fan come on and give us some advice.
Oh, go on then, read it out.
It's Alan Lee. Said, it would help your image as a set of fans if you were much more magnanimous in defeat. It's better to hold your hands up and take it on the chin. The poorer team on paper turned up and did a job on you. It's quite a long post, to be honest.
You can't really argue with any of that.
No.
Fair enough, Alan Lee.
Yeah. He said, before I sign off, till next time, just to be straight, I have a lot of respect for Wednesday as a club and a lot of connections with them. The 5,000 or 6,000 Rotherham Owls I have no respect for. However, if the rest of you drop the Billy Big Bollocks routine, take your Wednesday blinkers off and try and live in the moment, then you could still end the season on a high and gain some respect from fans.
That's a decent post on Owls Talk from a Rotherham fan. What does he mean by Rotherham Owls, all the Owls fans that live in Rotherham?
Yeah, he's trying to make out... Earlier he says that there's 4,000 Wednesday season ticket holders that live in Rotherham, and then...
Yeah, but there might be Wednesday fans that's moved over the Rotherham area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Might not have grown up in Rotherham. I do agree.
Doesn't matter where fans are from.
No, but I do agree that, and this will upset a few Wednesday fans, so sorry if this applies to you, but overall I think football fans should support their home team.
Yeah.
And possibly the closest home team as well. So like if you live in Worksop, you should support Worksop Town.
Yeah.
Through thick and thin, do you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Because it'd just be better for everybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I did there, I had an air of authority by breathing through my nose at the end of my statement. So let's demonstrate.
Go on.
So I said, so everyone should support their home team. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. Yeah, so nice one, Alan Lee.
I'm just glad that you didn't have your hands down your pants whilst you did that noise. Still.
Rot, bangers, trumper.
Can't beat a trumper. So, so the Rotherham game, what do you make of it?
Oh, it's return of Neil Warnock, wasn't it? It's always going to be hard to beat a Neil Warnock team.
You've mentioned his name.
Yeah.
It's like that geezer on Harry Potter that no one talks about.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
I don't even watch Harry. I've only seen one of them. I don't even know much about it.
Yeah, he's bald and has a funny nose.
Okay.
So does Voldemort. Hey! So yeah, so Warnock's come back and he got a bit of a grief outside the ground as he walks in again, didn't he?
Yeah, he loves it though, doesn't he?
He thrives on it, and I think it's backfired on us that, because I think the more you play up to it and the more they fuel him, the more... I think he's at that point where he'll do it anyway, but the more you're fired up he gets to beat us, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like a panto villain, isn't he? And he actually looks like one.
Imagine if he was a panty villain. And like, instead of being a panto villain, he was a panty villain. He rocks up to matches, right, in some like bright pink panties.
He probably did.
Yeah. The reason that I'm stalling there is because on YouTube I think there is a chant about it. So, can't find it.
Great stalling there.
Fill in for me, James.
Apparently there was fighting on Leppin's Lane after as well.
Well, was there? Because this is another debate. This is another debate, isn't
it? Some people said they saw it, some people say it didn't happen.
So, did it or didn't it? That's the question.
Yeah. And of those that said it did happen, some have turned up and said that it's only like three or four people.
It started off, the thread on our talk started off that it sounded like Zulu.
Yeah.
The massacre, do you know what I mean? Like, thousands of people just laid out on Leppin's Lane covered in blood.
I said some right scrapping on Leppin's Lane and said it was the worst he'd seen or something. Probably the worst I've seen. 50 blokes going at each other for a couple of minutes.
Well, yeah.
That's Goody the Owl.
And then Goody the Owl. And then Goody, has he stuck to that story? Because there's other people gone on and said that he's making it up.
I've not seen him post since other people have posted about it.
I tell you, would be down there though, like with his hands flailing and like just having a proper windmill smash.
Yeah.
Keith Skews, he'd be Skews. Well in there, wouldn't he? He'd be smashing him. Haven't found out if he's alive yet, because...
Yeah, he's semi-retired as a radio host.
How can you be semi-retired? Why do people say they're semi-retired?
Well, what they're doing is, apparently some BBC radio station in the middle of nowhere, one of the local ones, apparently overnight plays repeats of his old shows.
How does that work? What about when it comes to the news?
I don't know. I would imagine they still cut him with news, Neil.
But. Well, what if he talks about, you know, the 3 degrees being number one in the charts?
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't work. You can't do that. That's bizarre.
No one will be listening anyway. It's a BBC local radio station at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is he dead or alive, Keith Skews?
He's apparently alive. He used to have a radio show. Guess what it was called?
Keith Skews.
That was one of them.
Keith Skews Radio Show.
No.
Keith Skews Radio Restaurant.
You're going to kick yourself.
It's Keith Skews Radio Restaurant serving up all your number one hits on a plate. Awesome. Is that it?
No, you're going to kick yourself.
Skews News.
No, so close.
Keith, I don't know, tell me.
Skews Me.
Oh my God. That's... I could have spent all day guessing and still not come up with one as bad as that. Excuse me?
But somebody posted a picture of him in one of the podcast threads.
Yeah, he looked healthy there.
Yeah, and...
He's not dead yet then?
No, that led me to Google him, and he's on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I found out.
I'll be honest, I grew up with Keith Skews. Not in his house, just listening to him. Do you know what I mean? just like listening to him on the radio. Because like, Hallam FM, or Radio Hallam as it was then, was like a big deal in Sheffield. Yeah. Radio Sheffield was seen as like something really weird. Some like old men, because it used to be in an old house up Broom Hill or something.
Yeah, it did.
Some old men like just chitter chattering amongst themselves. And Radio Hallam were out and about with like road shows and stuff, weren't they?
And you used to have, you still got Roni Robinson in the afternoon, haven't you? That's Radio Sheffield for you.
Is he still going?
Yeah.
He isn't.
He has some of the best phone-ins ever.
Does he?
Yeah.
We ought to do phone-ins.
Yeah.
Should we do phone-ins?
Yeah.
Right, I'll set that up like I did the Alan Biggs interview.
Yeah, you kind of forgot about that, didn't you?
I did. We need a jingle for Alan Biggs.
Alan Biggs.
Not bad. It's a little bit similar to... Keith Skews! Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll do that. We'll set that up. Well, I said that we'll set that up.
All radio presenters had that very same jingle.
Should we get one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I don't think we've got one yet, have we? With Neil and James.
No. But we still do have the Owls Talk FM one, which nobody's edited to say that we're not on FM yet.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, hang on a second, someone's at the door. Not good, weren't it? Someone's at the door. Come
hello.
In.
Hello.
Hello.
Elder here.
Hiya. Hello.
All right, cheers, cunt. Bye.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone. We need a studio dog, don't we? Like we'll get a barking noise or something, and then we'll just talk to the dog. So like we interact with the jingles,
right?
So it makes it sound like they're in the studio with us.
Okay,
I know that sounded like you were on a telephone, but it wasn't. It was at the door. It was at the door. So
people can if you want to send in an audio clip for us to use, then do so.
How?
Just record it on your phone or something and then send it to podcast@owlstalk.co.uk.
That's it. I knew we had an email address. Okay, so this is cool. This is good.
Fuck off, Bez.
What we got coming up next?
Well, we got told off for not using the fuck off Bez jingle last week.
Really?
Yeah, some people actually complained about it.
Why is it? Is it now become a big tradition?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Well, to be fair, it's in
fuck
every
off,
thread.
Fuck off, Bez.
Yeah, just played it over you then. Cool. I'm going to burp, James.
Do
I'll
it.
I went to an Indian last night.
Well done.
I went to, what's it called? Jameera Spice on Ecclesfield. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's nice. It was all right. It were packed because it was Mother's Day. So, like, you got all these old women a bit confused being taken for an Indian meal. Do you know what I mean? Some old people don't like Indian meals.
No. They obviously didn't have the Vesta meals, did they?
Vesta. Yeah, no. But some old people are like, oh, not touching that muck. Do you know what I mean? And then they'll only have, like, roast potatoes.
Yeah.
Not at the restaurant, because they don't serve that. Although mine did have baby potatoes in it, for some reason.
I once went to a curry house with Trevor Braithwaite from Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
And he doesn't like any kind of spicy food whatsoever. He's meat and two veg guy all the way down.
See what I mean? That's the prime example of what I mean.
He is an old guy.
What what did he eat?
He had some fish that he asked them not to put anything on, and then some rice, some boiled rice. And he said that the rice was too hot for him.
Oh my God. Oh dear.
No, he didn't eat it because it was too hot.
Oh dear.
Too spicy. Boiled rice.
Oh. Come on, Trevor, sort yourself out. Sort it out. I don't know. He's a very sensible man, though, isn't he? So he's probably like a sensible food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He's a very sensible man. Okay, cool. So we got Rotherham. We've got... what else we got going on?
I did laugh at this one. This is possibly my post of the week so far.
Wait a minute, then. Wait a minute.
Oh. And now, it's the Owls Talk post of the week.
But yeah, this the thread by Fat Bloke Number One is called Hooper's Shirt.
Oh yeah.
So for the context, the opening post is a young lad got it after the match. Not a bit of sweat on it. He's okay with ball to feet, but don't do any work to win in anywhere else. Not done a stroke in the last two matches. And the reply, which made me chuckle, was Ellis Rimmer saying, "Hello, little child. I see you got Mr. Hooper's shirt. May I smell the armpits, little child, as to gauge the level of effort Mr. Hooper has put in? How creepy are you?"
So now we've got a Wednesday fan sniffing a match-worn T-shirt that is given to a kid on the North Stand or something to determine how much effort Hooper put in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's scary, isn't it?
Unbelievable. These people are really out there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Unreal.
And then Huge Owl has replied to say, "Did you check the rest of the team's shirts to compare?"
That's a good point. If you're gonna measure it through sweat and smell, then it might have been the most sweaty. You never know. It's a bit disjointed, the team at the minute, I think. I don't know. These words might come to bite me on the arse, but I think that Magide and McGugan, I think I would potentially play someone else.
Sounds like a Scottish double act, that, doesn't it?
McGeegy and McGoodan. You say it. Say it. We've found one at last.
McGeegy and McGoogan.
Again.
McGeegy and McGoogan.
Faster.
McGeegy and McGoogan.
Loop it, go on.
All right. McGeegy and McGoogan. McGeegy and McGoogan. McGeegy and McGoogan. McGeegy. No. It's not a tongue twister.
It's not a tongue twister.
You trip over yourself saying it.
We will, this season, find a tongue twister. a Sheffield Wednesday player tongue twister or something like that. We will. Right, here we go.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owls Talk News.
I don't know where I get that from. Is it like you used to be on radio or something?
It's like a news jingle, isn't it? The little pips.
Yeah, he didn't have it on the jingle, so I have to do him myself in case.
Do you know the BBC News theme tune? Do you remember that 1997-ish song, that Would You Go to Bed with Me, with the horns in the background?
No. Who was that by?
I can't remember what it called. It was like
Cheeky Girls.
No, it was like a loop of some horns, like.
That sounds like Trumpton or something.
But yeah,
what's that now? That.
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, that's going to bug me forever. That is going to. If anyone knows what that is, then you have to tell us, because tweet at Owls Talk or drop it on the Owls Talk www.
That could be the Owls Talk big question of the week.
Owlstalk.co.uk. I think this is got to be the quiz question of the week, because what is it now? It's on the tip of my tongue, James. Do you not remember it?
No. I don't know where you're going with it.
Right, this is it then. Here we go.
It's time for the Owls Talk podcast big quiz question.
The big quiz question of the week, listeners, is what TV show theme tune did I just sing?
Do it again. You've got to repeat it. That does remind me of something.
When I do this bit, right, you do it. Right, after me, right, ready? Yeah. That's the we need to know the name. We need to know what the hell that is.
Would You Go to Bed with Me was by Touch and Go.
Yeah, it's before my time, that, James. I don't know what that is.
Before your time? You're the one talking about Keith Skews and 3 Degrees.
What's that? Pressed it at the wrong time. What's that going to do with BBC News anyway?
Oh yeah, I didn't even finish that. The guy who did that song wrote the theme tune to BBC News.
Did he?
Yeah. Wasn't even that interesting in the end.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Jesus.
Owlstalk.co.uk. Turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
What else has been happening?
So what about the goal, Neil? The disallowed goal.
Disallowed goal, yeah. At first, there was
lots of confusion, weren't there?
Masses of confusion. And it was it offside or was it because the ball went out of play?
Yeah, I think it was given for the offside. But even then, the linesman didn't flag for it for ages.
That's right, until he got bullied by the Rotherham players. Very interesting one. There was a lot of confusion. I saw Lee Bullen ran onto the pitch as the teams were coming off and remonstrated. Is it remonstrated?
Yes, yeah.
Or demonstrated?
Remonstrated.
That's a big word of the
week. Very clever.
Big word of the week.
Well done.
Thank you. I'll remonstrate that later. No.
No. You got it wrong now.
Oh.
You'll demonstrate the remonstration.
Yes, indeed. I'm having a demonstration now about that.
With your menstruation.
Oh dear. Should we have a ladies section, do you think, like about talking about stuff like that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's only fair, isn't it?
We could have Lindy come in and do it. Because she did a classic post this week.
We'll get her on. We'll definitely get her on.
She's back. Lindy's come back.
Lindy is back. And if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Lindy, is one of our most prolific female posters on Owls Talk, I would say.
Yeah.
And she's usually found in the dressing room spouting off hatred.
Well, she used to be just constantly arguing with hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And that led to her being suspended, and hemorrhoids as well, to be fair, because they were arguing with each other. And then they both got a suspension and decided to self-exile.
There doesn't need to be any... arguing.
But she's come back, and the post's been deleted now, but her first post back, after the Rotherham defeat, was, "I'm so drunk I may have accepted Neil M's discriminatory utter fuck bollocks cunt ban. Utter, utter, total wank. Ban me again, you thick cunt.
Nice, nice.
if that's not asking for some strong telling off.
So basically she's having a pop at one of our moderators there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, she can do our women's section.
We'll ask her. We'll ask her if she'll come on.
Like you asked Alan Biggs.
Like it'd be Alan Biggs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I need to... while we're on, Phil for me, and what I'll do is I will tweet Alan Biggs now.
Right.
And I'll just say, do you fancy coming on the Owls Talk podcast?
Yes.
Because we've always been supportive of Alan Biggs.
Yes.
We genuinely have. Not all fans have. See, now I've opened my Twitter feed up and someone's telling me how to cook tiger bread. They've sent me recipes to tiger bread because I asked for what the hell it was.
First, you need a tiger.
And then some bread. Okay, so I'm going to text Alan Biggs while you're doing that. Okay.
Well, apparently we've been getting names wrong as well. This is something I was going to mention.
What are you on about?
When we've been talking about people on the site. Excuse me. Just burped. Apparently we've been getting the names wrong. When we've been talking about Oda.
Yeah.
He's apparently ODA.
Is it?
Yeah. And J-Owl is apparently Jowl.
Get out. I wish people had choose the proper usernames on Owl's Talk instead of just messing about like that. Is it ODA? It's Oda.
ODA, and it's turned into Oda now, I think. But yeah. Apparently ODA. It started off as ODA.
What's it stand for?
O'Donnell Andrew.
Oh dear anus. Old dirty Android, because I'm an Apple user.
Yeah, that's a terrible member of Wu-Tang Clan, that.
Yeah, they don't turn up for gigs anyway then.
Yeah.
Okay, so right.
So you're tweeting Biggs.
Yeah, hi Alan, would you be up for coming on our Owls Talk podcast? And so we can interview you.
Yeah. Just don't listen to it before you agree.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Hi, Alan. Would you be up for coming for doing an interview? Oh, what should I say? Would you be up for... This is great radio.
Just a quick interview.
A quick
interview, two words.
For our Owls Talk podcast.
P.S. Please don't listen to it first. Otherwise, it will put you off.
I don't know, because we've... I think it's been quite chilled out, this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, this one has, certainly. Right, I've tweeted him. What do you think he's going to say?
He's going to come back and say, obviously, yes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, right, that'd be good.
Who can refuse this quality broadcasting entertainment?
Anyone that listens to it, essentially. Okay, so what else has been going on the website, James?
Well, you've still not fixed the banner, have you?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, have a look. Oh, no, I haven't.
No, it's still got that white bar across it, really annoying.
No. The white is supposed to be white. It's the blue bar that's appeared. It was pure white before.
No, it was blue before.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was pure white.
It used to be blue.
No. It was pure white. Oh.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm questioning myself now.
No, it was. It was pure white. Because that blue bar is essentially just like a GIF. Do you know what I mean? It colours it all in, so... Yeah, it was pure white. I'll fix it.
Either way, either make it all blue or all white.
I'll fix it this week.
Or don't even bother.
Oh, I've got Alan Biggs' phone number. I'll text him.
You're going to come across as needy now, Neil.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to stalk Biggs.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
That'll put him off.
I once interviewed him when I did that Sheffield Wednesday TV.
Yes.
And did an interview with him on the South Stand. And it was great. It was like really, it was a long one. It was, we were stood behind the, what you call it, the posh bit where the directors sit.
Director's box.
That's it. The director's box. Why? If it's a director's box, why can you buy tickets for it if you...
Because they try and eke out as much cash out of people as possible.
But why can't those people sit in executive boxes?
It's a different tier. There's different tiers of things that you can buy.
But I thought a director's boxes were supposed to be exclusive for directors and players and stuff.
Yeah, that's the point of it. And you can then pay a bit extra to go and sit with those people.
It's mad, isn't it?
And Roy Hattersley.
I want to see Roy Hattersley, Lady Chatterley's lover, right? And change it to Lady Hattersley's lover, right? Right? And then he could be like the main actor. What do you think?
He could do all the parts.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Lady Hattersley's lover, as voiced by Roy Hattersley, with the additional voices of Lord Roy Hattersley. Is he a lord?
Yeah.
Is he a lord?
I think he is, isn't
he? Have we got some lords? I thought someone else was a lord.
Oh, I could be wrong.
Who should be a lord?
I don't know.
Larry Grayson.
He's dead, isn't he? Is he the shut that door man?
Yeah. I'd make him a lord. Who would you make a lord?
Chris Waddle.
Yeah.
Is Baron Hattersley.
He's a bit young, isn't he?
Yeah.
Chris Waddle. Is he Baron?
Yeah, apparently.
What's a Baron?
Baron Hattersley.
There used to be a band called the Baron Knights.
They did?
They did. They were terrible as well. I hope Biggsy replies to my tweet while we're on. He hasn't replied yet. Do you think he's up?
He's probably gone out and is currently downloading the first one.
He's doing what?
He'll be downloading the first one to listen to it before agreeing.
I don't know. My brain was somewhere else then. I thought you were on about downloading like box sets to watch on TV. I don't know why. Like I just heard you say downloading, and immediately my imagination shot off to Alan Biggs downloading like West Wing or something.
The West Wing's great.
And what'd you download it on? On some torrent site. I'm not saying that Alan Biggs
I'm
does
gonna
that.
I'm going to say, what are you trying to infer about Mr. Biggs?
I don't know. I don't think he's that technology... He's very switched on social media now, because he wasn't at yes. one bit until yeah. I had a long discussion with him once on London Road. Yeah. Well, I was on London Road and he was in his house. And I sat in my car talking to him for a quick chat, and it ended up being like literally 2.5 hours.
Right.
Should have
recorded that and just played that out as his interview.
Well, I'm wondering if we can find that interview that I did with like that Wednesday TV thing and play some of that.
I think I've got all of them at home.
Yeah, I think I have. So we'll see. Either way, we're going to get Biggs on this because we need Biggs. He's a hero.
Do you know what you should do?
He's a legend.
You should interview him in the voice of Ronnie Biggs from Legend.
Not Ronnie Biggs. Ronnie Cray. That don't work.
Oh,
you can't have the Cray twins interviewing Alan Biggs.
I'm getting it completely wrong, aren't I?
Yeah. He'd be like, oi, what you doing? Wouldn't it?
Do that. Biggs on Biggs.
Weren't they like... No, Biggs from Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes, that's a geeky one. You didn't get that, did you?
No.
Yeah, he was an X-Wing fighter pilot. Biggs. Yeah. He was Luke Skywalker's friend. He got cut out of the movie.
Yeah.
But I know he's there.
Red 6 or whatever.
I don't know what you're on about now. So we will, I promise listeners, we'll get Alan Biggs on. And I don't care if you like him or not, or if you don't want to listen to him or not, we will do it. Because he is a living legend. And he's been around for ages. He knows so much stuff.
He's got, like, so much to talk about. He's done all the books with all the former players and managers and stuff. And
he wrote that. Did he write that Brian Laws book?
Yeah.
Did
Laws of the Jungle.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's nearly as bad as Excuse Me, or whatever it was that old Lado did for his radio show. Excuse! I'm going to get rid of that jingle now, because it's too tempting to press it every half an hour. So, what else have we got? So, Owls Talk. Let's talk a little bit about Owls Talk. It's been going since 2002. It's a website. It's a forum. It's where people come to annoy each other and say things that they think and believe about Sheffield Wednesday and other things.
Yes. And there's lots of other forums that you can go on and just post nonsense in, to be honest.
So, Here's one. Behind the Goal. So that's a relatively new user. They joined Owl's Talk on the 15th of February last year.
Right.
They've not really posted much, so this has got the goat up. Is that a saying?
Yeah, you got my goat up.
Oh, you got my back up, you got my goat up.
Got my heckles up.
Is get your goat up? I've heard that before.
Don't
feel right. Anyway, so this guy's annoyed. Anyway, yes. He's put, listen. Well, Jan, I'm just put that. Right. I'll read it out word for word so I'm not misrepresenting him. He says, why bother with the current penalty taking? This is half-time. Half-time entertainment.
Oh, yes.
Half-time entertainment, right. Why bother with the current penalty taking? I wish they would just give the scores from all games instead.
Right.
So, yeah, he just doesn't want any half-time entertainment. He just wants the scores from all the other games.
Yet he has titled the thread Half-Time Entertainment.
And So he's like, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because, like, why would you not want something going off on the pitch?
Yeah, that 15 minutes can be so boring with nothing happening.
Yeah, big time.
As we've noticed in the past.
It can be boring when you've got really bad half-time entertainment as well.
Yes.
That can make it even worse.
Especially, someone said it's possibly to appeal to the women and kids. And that there's an element of truth in that because it's one of the things that clubs are marked on for the Family Excellence Award by the Football League.
What, the half-time entertainment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the more stuff going on at half-time, the better. You know, because you can still have the half-time results. And I think people have phones now, don't they? And they can get on the internet quick enough if you can get a connection at Hillsborough. Because sometimes you can't. But, it's a strange one, that. What a strange one to moan about. So out of everything, he's cheesed off because they're doing penalty taking at half-time.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think there should be more stuff at half-time, not less.
Yeah. So what do you put down our drop in form to, Neil?
I would say McGugan, McGeady, and players like that coming in. Obviously, we lost Forestieri. He keeps getting sent off. And I think... Here's my statement of the week.
Ooh.
I think Forestieri would have got sent off against Rotherham. Guaranteed. Because I think Warnock would have sent his lads in to wind him up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not just the referees that have spotted it now. It's the other managers. So all they need to do is just get his, kick his shins a bit. Trip him up a few times. You know what I mean? Wind him up and off he goes.
So you don't put our bad form down to the blue nets?
Someone else did, didn't they?
Yeah, I can't find to say who it is. I can't find the post. But yeah, they're blaming the Blue Nets.
So did the Blue Nets go up just before the downturn in form?
Yeah, they went back up, didn't they? We've had a mixture of nets this year. And the Blue Nets went up just before. Around the same time that you took the trimmings off the Owl's Talk banner.
Same thing. This is spooky. So I think if that's the case, then Wednesday should listen to that and just do white nets for a bit and see if it helps.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a superstition thing. On Praise or Grumble the other night, I think this was last week, there were one guy rang up and it was towards the end of the programme. So because they had no other callers on him, they had to leave him on. Do you know what I mean? One of them awkward situations.
Brilliant.
And it was morning because at the lane, the pigsty, they've put a third pole, goal pole, behind the net in the middle. So, because it's like a box.
Yeah.
Net. Rather than just have two spikes at each side at the back to pull the net back, they put one in the middle. And apparently it's bigger and thicker than a goalpost. So everyone's So everyone behind it is like moaning at the lane that they can't see.
Well, that does sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's weird what clubs do, isn't it, when they change things around.
Yeah.
They add new things in. So half-time entertainment's nobody's really replied to that. I don't think it's really bothering anyone else. Yeah.
But then last week, nobody replied to your food post, and that went a bit mad this week, didn't it?
Catering?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just talk us through that.
Well, you suggested the pizza burger, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you said, what would people like?
Yeah.
And it didn't get many replies, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the week, loads of people started replying in it.
So what suggestions have we had?
I don't know, because I can't find it now.
Oh, great. The pizza burger thing, I think it's an American thing. It's essentially a burger, and then you get a burger, and you wrap it up in pizza so that the pastry crust is on the outside.
Yeah.
So when you bite into it, you've got cheese and pepperoni and burger.
It sounds like the best thing ever.
It looks disgusting. It looks like Catsick.
Yeah.
With a dog turd in the middle. But yeah.
But it's led to the same kind of arguments of why would you buy food inside the ground that's too expensive and blah blah blah.
I think it sounds like Shansiri is trying to sort this, and he's trying to sort out the contract that they currently got.
Yeah,
I think when we announced the catering deal a few years ago, I was horrified because I knew what were coming. Do you know what I mean? And everyone was like, "Oh, it's not too bad." And now everyone's up in arms about it. And I think it's the one thing that Shansiri's got to sort out for the fans: match day experience, just to improve it a little bit. It's not going to win us games. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that for a proper match day experience, you want to get served quickly. You want the right thing with the right change. Do you know what I mean? And happy with what you buy.
It's just one of those things, isn't it? We moved away from that when Lee Strafford was there, and he got rid of the original contract.
Yeah,
we got Berra's in and things like that.
Yeah,
and people started talking positively about the food.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, pie, like Henderson's pies and stuff.
Yeah, Henderson's pies.
Yeah,
like what pies.
It was a steak pie made. The gravy inside was made with Henderson's.
See, little things like that make people happier.
And yeah, it was really good then. And then Lee left. I think Milan took over, and they decided it wasn't feasible anymore.
Yeah, well, it might not have worked out financially, but you know, I just think that we need to do something. What you get at football matches is, I think, until it evolves, the whole football experience won't evolve. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like having so many police around visible. Yeah. I think that has a detrimental effect on the atmosphere walking to a game. It can make you feel unsafe when you see shed loads of coppers hanging about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas if there was none, you know. Some of the best away games I've been to are where you can hardly see any police, and where the stewards are really friendly. You know, they have a right laugh with some banter with the fans. They're always like the best days out then.
Do you remember the picture of, was it Jevs or whoever, trying to shake hands with one of the riot police?
That was when it all kicked off at Blackburn Rovers.
That's it, yeah.
And we went to that. It was a night match. It might have been a cup game. And we went to that, and it all kicked off. Riot police jumped in. And instead of, a few fans had a go, but instead of fighting, we just decided to have a laugh with them.
Yeah.
They weren't laughing back. They weren't laughing back. We're having photos of each other trying to shake hands with the riot police and stuff while they were stood there with their truncheons out. I don't think they appreciated it, James.
Well, they had the big kind of mask on, didn't they? The helmet with the mask down the front.
Yeah.
Like, how intimidating is that as a fan, just to stand like, and they're around the edge of the whole pitch?
Exactly. I think football's stuck in the dark ages with a number of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like cinemas, when you go to cinema and you have food from cinema, what a rip off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sort that out. Sort
that's how
out.
Cinema's making their money nowadays, Neil.
I don't care. They can make it, they don't have to sell crap, do you know what I mean?
No.
You can't buy anything healthy, can you? When you go to the cinema, what can you buy that's healthy? Popcorn? No. Popcorn's actually categorised as a waste product. Did you know that?
Is it? Brilliant.
There's nothing, what do you call it, like proteins or nutrients in it whatsoever. Mm. It's actually a waste product.
Excellent.
I know. So it's like eating waste product.
But if you have it with like the sweet one rather than a salty one, at least you get the energy from the sugar.
Yeah, but then that's unhealthy because it's got sugar in it. And the other option is salt. Salted popcorn. Do you see what I mean? And then like the rest of it's like nachos, which taste like cardboard, but I have them anyway. And then like hot dogs, which are like £7 for the
they're bad.
Sausage and a baguette.
They're rarely ever ready when you go to get a hot dog.
I've never experienced that.
Haven't you?
No, you must go to the cinema at very weird times. I mind you, I go at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, you go whenever.
Yeah, I love
talking about food. Albert OB has posted about burger vans. He's saying, not sure if it's the anger, frustration, or the burger I had after the match. Did anyone else with bad guts, and saying, must mean have bad guts, did anyone else have bad guts after watching that yesterday and eating the burgers on Harry's Road?
So now because we lost to Rotherham, he had bad guts? Or is he saying it could potentially be the burger, or is he just having a laugh and saying it was the burger?
I think he's asking people whether they had bad guts after watching it and having the burgers. So maybe it's a combination of factors.
Do you know what would solve that problem? If the sausage cottage reappeared.
Oh, yes.
The sausage cottage needs to reappear, James. It's like, I think that was the best thing ever. I was going to buy that at one bit because it was up for sale.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy it and just like have it on match days, not selling anything, just there. The Sausage Cottage, yeah. Remember that? It was just, it was down on Penistone Road, wasn't it, outside that?
Outside the B&B place.
Yeah, for years. And I rang up, get this, this is like, it's confidential information to a degree, right? But I'm going to just broadcast it on the podcast.
Do it.
I rang up and I said, like, I would like to purchase your Sausage Cottage, right? Which is...
Did you actually use that sentence?
Yes, yeah, I did, yeah. She went, this old woman, like, answered the phone. She went, hello? I was like, hello, I would like to purchase your Sausage Cottage, right? And she's like, oh, yes, right? So I'm like, can you tell me how much the Sausage Cottage would cost me? And she's like, oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask Margaret, right? So I'm like, right, okay. Is she there? No. Okay. I'd like to buy the Sausage Cottage from Margaret. When can I talk to her? Well, you're probably best ringing back, like, next Tuesday. She might be in then. I'm like, what? What time? Oh, I don't know. Good voice for Margaret, this, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, this is like a BBC
well,
drama.
Well, that's not Margaret, because you want to speak to Margaret.
BBC drama. No, that was the woman saying about Margaret.
Yeah.
I never spoke to Margaret, because I left my number to buy the Sausage Cottage and never got a call back.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I think it's gone. Has it gone now?
I've not seen it.
It's gone.
The club should have bought it and put the shop in it like they have done behind the sales stand.
Yes, indeed. The Sausage Cottage was like a bit of a legendary thing. So, yeah, so I couldn't buy the Sausage Cottage. That's the end of that story.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Owl's Talk. We've let it go to shit.
So what else has been happening on the owlstalk.co.uk front, James?
Well, we've been talking about our disallowed goal. Did you see the one from Accrington?
I did.
Which this is, again, in Owl's Talk, where if you're logged in, you see other forums.
Yeah.
This is in the non-Sheffield Wednesday football forum, where you can talk about any other football club and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's just bizarre, isn't it?
I've watched that so many times. I've put it on my big telly, right? 55-inch glorious YouTube, right? in HD and stuff.
That's not a burst post, is it?
It's a Samsung. If anybody wants to buy it, give me a shout, because I'm upgrading. So, the referees, essentially, this team's attacking, aren't they? And it's the last minute of the game, right? So they're attacking, and this big ball comes up, and it gets like, almost like new-yed, where he's like, just like shields it a little bit, lays it off. Yeah. And then this striker comes in and cracks it. The keeper dives and it goes into the bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the thing. So the referee blows the whistle for full time and says that goal doesn't stand.
Yeah.
But I've watched it over and over and over again, right? And he blows the whistle after it's left the boot of the striker. So it's halfway between the striker and the goal. Then he blows the whistle.
Yeah, when he's taken the shot.
Yeah. That's just wrong, isn't it? Imagine being one of their fans.
Because at first you think, oh, he's blowing for the goal early. And then as the ball nestles in the back of the net, you hear the other two blows for half time.
Two blows more. And it's like, it's unreal. So he's actually travelling. I mean, this is only like, we're not talking miles, are we? We're talking like, what?
He's in the 6-yard box.
Yeah, so we're talking less than 6 yards. Kicks it. Referee blows whistle and then says no, sends everybody away. Everybody gets furious and he's like no, full time.
Even the managers and stuff run on the pitch to remonstrate with him, don't they?
This is a lot of remonstration in this podcast. But yeah, that was a crazy game. That was an absolute mad game.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Okay, so hang on.
Owl's Talk, not as good as it used to be.
We've just got Steve's updates, I think, to come, James, before we leave, because we're on 47 minutes.
Well, I'm looking at the questions thread, and there's only been 4 questions, Neil.
Yeah,
and one of them just says, your mum.
Yeah, that's not a good question, that, is it?
That's not even a question.
No, it's just a hangover from Mother's Day, I think.
I don't think Sam 779 is getting it.
Is that who it wrote it?
Yeah.
Well, he just needs to behave himself and grow up a little bit.
Yeah. Go back to writing his blog.
Yes. Right.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At all said.
What we saying, James?
Well, Steve today is saying no one will not asking me any questions at all on Tuesday afternoon. I wouldn't be here. It is going to be a real sad day for my family on Tuesday. And also no one will not asking me questions on Wednesday morning when I go horse riding lesson. All affect my confidence.
Right, so, yeah. I asked him the other day if I could ask him questions.
Yes, you did.
And he said no. And I said, well, what about that question that I just asked you about asking questions? You know what I mean? That threw it all into a bit of a conundrum at that point.
Yeah, so it's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah. So Steve's going horse riding. Don't ask him any questions on House Talk, please, listeners, because it would hurt his confidence for horse riding.
Steve, breakfast update. Boil egg.
Is that right? Has he had boiled egg?
Is that boiled egg?
Is that boiled egg? Woohoo! Boiled egg. Steve's boiled egg. Is that boiled egg?
Boiled egg.
Wicked.
And then in the last week, on the second, when was that? I don't know. Steve's tea was...
Wait.
Steve's tea update. Cornish pasty.
He had Cornish pasty,
so
didn't he?
So close.
Cornish egg?
It's Cucci. Q-U-C-H-I-E. I think he's trying to put quiche.
Quiche. Is that quiche? No vegetables? No sundries?
No.
Just quiche.
The other day for breakfast he had Rice Krispies. But yeah, he's
not having any side orders again, is he?
No.
So his breakfast is boiled egg. His tea was quiche. What was...
Steve's lunch update. Pizza.
Did he have pizza for lunch?
He's not been doing lunch. He's not been putting his lunch.
I'm really worried.
Steve's dinner.
Yeah. Dinner in Sheffield.
Well, yesterday it was Sunday dinner.
Well, yeah. It was Sunday, innit?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
So we had Sunday dinner.
Fair enough. Now, Sunday dinner always comes with potatoes and gravy, doesn't it? So.
Yeah. And on Friday, he had fish and chips.
Friday fish? Yeah. Is that still a thing in Sheffield?
I think so, yeah.
Do you have fish on Fridays?
Occasionally.
I tell you, would have fish on Fridays, James. Katie's Q's. Every week, every Friday. Every Friday. Have you noticed that chippies now don't sell cod as much as they do?
Yeah.
Used to. They sell pollock, James.
Yeah.
Pollock and hake.
What a load of pollocks.
Pollock and hake, James. I hake pollocks. doesn't make sense. I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Grot bangers trumper.
Do you agree?
I think so. Unless you want to talk about never wanting Bob Mortimer to die, Neil.
That's okay, we'll end on this then. So I started a thread that said I never want Bob Mortimer to die because I saw him on TV, right, on a TV programme, and he looked ever so delicate. Do you know what I mean?
Did he?
He looked delicate.
He had his heart problems before Christmas, didn't he?
I don't know. Oh, that might be why then. Oh, that's a bit sick.
did you not know this?
No.
They cancelled the Vic and Bob tour because was it a heart attack? He had a heart operation anyway before Christmas.
Rick Mayall fell off a bike, didn't he?
Quad bike, yeah.
Or did he? So I said, like, I would really hate it if he died, right? And then I said, who would you hate if they died? No. Who would you hate to die? Who would you hate to die? Because, like, everyone's got favourites, haven't they? So, like, people that you've grown up with on TV or radio.
Celebrities you don't really want to die.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's like some of them you're not bothered about. Some of them, like David Bowie, you grieve about for 5 months. And then some of them you really just don't want to die. And Bob Mortimer is one of them people for me.
Yeah.
Vic Reeves, give or take. If he popped off, fair enough. But Bob Mortimer was the genius behind them two anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bob Mortimer's mine. Did you have one?
Mine was Martin Sheen.
No.
It's like...
His teeth are funny, aren't they? Have you noticed? Is it him?
Are they?
Is it him with the funny teeth? He disappeared off TV for ages and he came back, he had, like, really big teeth.
Hey?
Martin Sheen, I'm telling you.
You mean Charlie Sheen?
No. Charlie Sheen, like, he just has hookers. I'm talking about Martin Sheen. He disappeared off TV for ages. When he come back, he had, like, really massive teeth.
Did he?
Yeah. I've never noticed. It was like his mouth had grown. You know, like if you put a tennis ball in your mouth and pretended to be a frog, like, that's what it looked like. Just saying.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I'm not bothered if he dies.
I think Taz came in with a good shout. Bill Murray.
Yeah. Bill Murray, yeah. Because there was that film, weren't they, where he was a zombie.
Yeah.
What was that?
Zombieland, was that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it was at that moment I decided I didn't want him to die.
Yeah. Well, there's the stories of him like crashing parties and stuff, isn't there?
He does all sorts of mad shit.
He's brilliant.
He once got this kid who was like a bit drunk and fell asleep in a restaurant, got his phone, sat next to him and did selfies on that kid's phone.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
And but then, Tom Hanks also did that, and I wouldn't be bothered if Tom Hanks died.
No, Tom Hanks is like a good actor, but he's not won my heart, James. What other suggestions were there?
Barry Davis.
Who's that?
This is a football commentator, isn't he?
He's not John Motson, though, is he?
No. Jarvis.
Cocker?
Yeah.
Too early for him.
David Jason.
Yeah.
Depends on if the internet rumours are true.
People go abroad. Have I said about this before? People go abroad. This is what pisses me off, right? People that go on holiday... Right, here's one. People that go on holiday every year to the same destination, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
And they sit in English bars all week watching Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Why? What is the point of that? What is the point of that? There's the whole world to explore, and you're going back to bloody Benidorm every week, every year,
yeah,
to sit in the same English bar, only having fry-ups.
Yeah, only having English food.
Yeah, and watching Only Fools and Horses. Piss off.
Yeah.
But if you're one of them people, stop it. Just stop it, because it's ridiculous. That is just such a waste of a life. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I absolutely agree.
I do not get it. Well, yeah. What is that T-shirt you've got on anyway?
This is actually the old East Bank Gentlemen's Club T-shirt of the Dying Pig.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That works on an audio podcast.
Well, it's a T-shirt with a pig upside down with an owl on its foot.
Yeah.
Not on the owl's, on its own foot.
Well, it is, because it stood.
Yeah, it stood on the pig's foot.
On the pig's foot, on the dead pig's foot.
That's upside down on its back. Okay. So, yeah, so that's it from us, I would say, don't you?
Yeah.
So, if you want to join in, www. owlstalk.co.uk. owlstalk.co.uk is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. At least it doesn't have a slash in it.
No. Unlike Guns N' Roses. Hey!
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Go away!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.